Colin Roberts, Secretary of Boonens Cernow. Boonens Cernow is the partnership of Cornish cultural organisations, and we have a major conference today. We have about 150 delegates coming from business and cultural communities to discuss the issue, Cornish identity, good for business. We've got some wonderful speakers from Cornwall Council, councillors, leader of the council is going to give an address. We also have the Deputy Head of Tourism Wales coming down to tell us about the Welsh experience. So we've got a number of stalls, we've got heaps of sponsors. I hope it's going to be a really important event for Cornwall.
We're at the conference for Boonens Cernow, looking at the interplay between Cornish culture and business. And we've had speeches from Kevin Lavery, Chief Executive of Cornwall Council, and Malcolm Bell from Visit Cornwall. First of all, Kevin, just tell me how you see business and Cornish culture interplaying.
Well, the way I look at it is creative industries and culture is one of our key strengths in Cornwall. You know, we have more practicing artists in Cornwall than any other city in the UK, with the exception of London. So it's a very important part of our economy. We need to help it grow and support it from the council's point of view. That's where I'm coming from.
Now, obviously, from Visit Cornwall, you're looking at making sure tourists come to Cornwall and bring money into Cornwall that way. What sort of things are you looking at from Cornish culture to give you something to sell?
It's the thing about being different, and I think it's also about the breadth. We get a lot of repeat customers, and why should people come back? One is to learn more about the culture and the arts, and the other one is to get deeper into it. From outside, though, it is that thing that if people are coming, to have an area that's got great environment, but great cultural, huge cultural sector growing, lots of arts, lots of other things happening, just broadens the attractiveness in terms of the number of people who will come. So we're just, in a way, not just a pretty place. We're a lively, interesting place to come.
And Kevin, finally, can Cornwall make money from its culture?
It already does. Look at Knee High Theatre as a great example. It doesn't get any subsidy from the public sector and does a fantastic job in and beyond Cornwall. So yes, it can and it does.
One of the people who've stood up and commented on the discussions we've had with Malcolm Bell and Kevin Lavery is Michael Jordan from Cornish Stairways. Michael, just tell me, first of all, what you thought of the ideas that were flowing around here.
Well, first of all, I think you heard me say I commend the speakers and Kevin Lavery for starting everything off and putting a backdrop of where Cornwall's been and where it hopes to get the vision for Cornwall's future. And fundamentally, that's all driven by how we've got to, suddenly we've got to turn a lot of the culture and craft industry of Cornwall into commercial reality. We've got to look at job growth for the future.
Now, a lot of people here are interested in music, in dance, in language, all those sort of things, and want to see that as part of the external recognition of Cornwall. Now, you've turned your craft into a multi-million pound business. What advice would you give to these people?
Well, I didn't have really any... I mean, where am I coming from here? I mean, I'm part of a 200-year-old master blacksmithing business. My father was one of Britain's best. But there's no money in blacksmithing, no money in craft. So what I've really done is I've revolutionised the craft industry of the 19th century and taken it head-on into the 21st century by being very proactive. I'm very successful with the name Cornish Stairways. It's geographically placed me. It's meant that when I see a lot of international architects, especially a lot of them in London, that it geographically places me so they don't forget me. They've often been to Cornwall for a honeymoon, a holiday or something. So that they all, the affinity of affection for Cornwall is there from the moment I've left the office. And I use that. I do very much use that. But I've also focused, probably from my father's training of me, you have to be the best. Second best is not good enough. So I would commend to everybody who's taking part in this conference that whatever they're out to portray is that they are, in particular in the craft world, that they are exceedingly good.
I'm Sarah Newton, Member of Parliament for Truro and Falmouth, and I've really enjoyed fascinating morning listening to a range of excellent presentations about the brand of Cornwall, how people feel about being Cornish, with particular reference to our culture and language. And it was very interesting. In particular, I felt what Malcolm Bell had to say about the huge commercial power of Cornwall and the word Cornish, and how that's really helps a whole range of businesses in Cornwall to really develop their product, sell their product, and in the relationship to tourism in particular.
Steve Gilbert, Member of Parliament for St Austell and Newquay. As somebody who was born and bred in Cornwall and grew up with our distinctive landscape, our distinctive culture and sense of community, I'm very keen that we make sure that we work in a united way to get the best out of that identity, to make sure that we're promoting Cornwall's culture and that we're able to position ourselves as one of the leading nations of the 21st century.
Do you think that the government, the Liberal Democrats and the Conservatives, are creating an environment where the Cornish culture can flourish in business?
One of the key components of the government's agenda for the next 4 years is devolving power to local communities. It's the localism agenda. It's about saying that Whitehall and Westminster don't know best, but local communities are much better placed to decide their own future. And actually, in that context, it's not just Cornwall that will be set free from a kind of overbearing tick box culture from Westminster, but every other part of the country too. So I think we'll see increasing competition for regional brands, and I'm not suggesting that Cornish is a regional brand, it's clearly a national brand, but that's the environment with which consumers will start to operate. That's the environment in which local government can start to make a difference. And within that, there's huge opportunities for forward-thinking Cornish companies to exploit the kind of hard-nosed commercial reality that people want a brand they can trust. And Cornwall and Cornish is that brand.
Marketing, administration, creative development will mean that Cornish cultural activities will be...